Well, liking to teach the world to sing is a good thing, and to help us do that, we are with United Way Executive Director Mary Mellick and Helping Kids Succeed Manager Jane Neumiller-Bustad. You're listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA Radio. I'd like to welcome you ladies into the studio today for our first session of the new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2020.
All right. So we're talking a little bit today about United Way of Hastings, how they finished up the year last year. I know there was a kind of a mad rush to get things up and funded and ready to go. We've been hearing a lot about how Helping Kids Succeed is moving into the high school now and things about that. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. What I'd like to start with, Mary, is give us a bit of a recap on how United Way of Hastings ended up the year in 2019.
Well, it's just shortly after the end of the year, so we're still counting. We're still waiting for pledges to get in, and sometimes with some of our local workplaces, they aren't able to get everything in by December 31st, so we typically don't have a really good idea of where we're sitting until mid-January, towards the end of January. But just for regular donations that come in, we were a little bit down this year. Oh. We started out very strong, but we also did a lot of promoting towards the end of the year, a lot of social media, e-news. Jane helped out quite a bit with that because we know people are so busy, and a lot of times just to have something pop up on their phone, it might jog their memory to make that year-end donation. We did have several donations come in electronically the last day of the year, which is the biggest giving day of the year. So we're very thankful for that, and very thankful for the most part that United Way of Hastings still continues to be a player in the community. We roughly are around that $300,000 campaign mark, which has been standard for us for over 10 years now. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
You know, the donations are not way down. But we always hope for more. And we always try to raise that dial just a little bit more and hit some of our goals. But, you know, Hastings, too, another thing that people may not realize is that we're really limited in our fundraising practices because we can't go into other communities and fundraise where, for example, Red Wing, you know, there's a lot of industry in Red Wing and big employers such as Red Wing Shoe Company, and our main source of funding for all United Ways is through the workplaces, through these larger employees. With employee deductions. And, you know, there's another United Way that covers that territory. So our service area is fairly limited. But with that, on the positive end, we have not been one of those United Ways that has seen significant drops in fundraising. So that's really good.
I think it bears repeating at this point, or any time that we're talking about United Way of Hastings, is that you are an independent organization. Once again, we say, and it bears repeating because it helps increase the awareness of the community, that United Way of Hastings does not get supporting funding from larger organizations umbrella type organizations. You're a standalone organization.
We are standalone, and we have a really small office.
Right.
You know, in terms of staffing, we don't have a professional fundraiser out there. We don't have a grant writer on staff. But between Jane and Amy and myself, as well as our board members and other volunteers that we have throughout the community. You know, I'm just really pleased at the progress that we make each year.
And I don't bring that up to bemoan a factor or say, you know, you guys are in a bad place. You're not. You're in a wonderful place doing wonderful work.
It's positive.
But you need your need of support from the local community is probably a bit more elevated than, say, Red Wing, because they have those larger corporate entities that can help out.
We tell people every dollar raised here stays here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we, you know, we're very thankful for the generosity that Hastings, the community has for its local nonprofits. You know, we have our crisis center here in town. We have a wonderful YMCA facility.
Yep.
We have just a fantastic faith community. Healthcare community, you know, we're very blessed and we're very fortunate in Hastings. And that's, you know, that's just a testament to the people that live here and how much they do want to make sure that the community they live in is above, you know,
exactly.
Not just good, but great.
Yes.
And I did want to mention that, you know, when we look at our area businesses, you know, they get asked many, many times throughout the year to donate. And, you know, there's many ways that people can give of their time and, you know, donate or sponsorships. But, you know, something like KDWA that allows us to come in and talk and reach out to people. We're thankful for that each month that you allow us to do that. And, you know, not every community is like that. So, you know, that's just one way that you as a local business helps to contribute to, you know, the good.
The monetary part of it is necessary and needed, but like you're saying, getting the word out there that you're there and you have programs to help those in need is equually important. Advertising is just as important as funding.
Yes.
I would say so.
Getting
which
the word
of the,
out.
Which of the campaigns worked best this year?
Well, I don't know, Jane. What do you think, just from the outside? I haven't looked at the numbers in depth yet as of this morning. I haven't pulled all the numbers. But what do you think, Jane? Just kind of the outside. You're always in the office, even though you're focused on helping kids succeed. You're seeing the inner workings and what's coming in and what's you know, people stopping by.
Well, you know, I think really one of the biggest opportunities businesses have with us are our banners, which we put up in the fall.
Right.
They're up for about 2 months. They're beautiful, big, you know, large black and white banners with a lovely color photo. And it's great advertising for a local business. I think that's very successful for us. And then we really want to make the most of our businesses. And so we started two years ago a Bridge Leaders Breakfast, which we'll offer again this late winter, early spring. And it's really an opportunity to recognize not only the businesses that support us, but when we provide funds to other organizations, it's a chance for those business owners and the people that have received the funds to meet each other. We usually have a guest speaker and really give those business leaders an opportunity to mingle and to see the work that they support. So those two, I think, you know, creating those opportunities for businesses to be leaders in the nonprofit realm, we think that's very important and that's been very successful.
Exactly. And of course, even though you are a standalone entity, there are broader fundraising opportunities that you take part in that really help out. I think like Give to the Max Day or what's the other one called? Texting Tuesday or something?
Yeah, there's several out there that we've worked on, and Amazon Smile, you know, we're signed up with Amazon Smile.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
There's a lot of opportunities as we try to appeal to all of the different demographics out there giving. You know, many want to now just click and give. versus, you know, sitting down talking about their donation and where it's going. So we want to appeal to everyone. And electronically, we've done a pretty good job, I think, of seeing what's out there and what PayPal offers and Give to the Max Day and all of those electronic methods. We just had a donor contact us the last day of the year, and she was looking to give online through our website. So that's always,
there you go.
You know, very positive to just make it easy for people to give via their credit card or set up a recurring donation.
Yes, that's new.
We really encourage people to go ahead and set that up, and we recognize people because those that do set up a recurring donation, we include them in our Have a Heart Club. Since United Way of Hastings is the heart of Hastings, we're located in the heart. Those that give individually through our site every month or twice a month, what have you, they will then become a member of our Have a Heart Club. And it really adds up by the end of the year for us. And it's a great tax deduction for donors. Having said all of this, though, since we're now in the new year, I want to plea to those that didn't get their annual donation into United Way of Hastings. It's still time to make your donation. We, of course, won't be able to say it's a tax-deductible donation for 2019, but we have known in the past that, you know, some people just throw away our appeal letter by mistake and they can't find it, or, you know, the busyness of the holidays. Oops, I forgot to get that annual support in to United Way of Hastings. And you know, we definitely will accept those donations.
Sure.
So feel free to slip something in the mail or give us a call and let us know how we can help you out with making further donations.
One other one that comes to mind, I don't know if people know this or I don't know if even you're aware, but Yahoo has a search engine that will donate for every search you do on this engine. It's called Good Search. A small donation is made to the charity of that person doing the search's choice. So
that's pretty neat.
United Way of Hastings can go to goodsearch.com, sign up, you know, as a charitable organization. And then you let your people know when they do their searching online, instead of going to Google, go to Good Search.
Oh, okay.
And for every search they do, there is a small donation that is made to United Way of Hastings just from doing that search.
That's great.
Really good. I didn't know about that particular site. I have heard about that, you know, something
that
similar
process,
to that before in terms of searches and so on. But, you know, one thing that is super good that Amazon does is something very similar to that, that instead of ordering through Amazon, excuse me, you can go through the charity part of Amazon. Amazon Smile. And United Way of Hastings is set up through Amazon Smile. So I always make sure to select that. And it's nice, too, because once you do it, you know, you may forget, but you get a pop-up message that says, are you sure you want to be on this site versus Amazon Smile?
Yep. That is nice.
So there are other ways of...
We'll look into that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of something that, you know, giving to charities is not always in the front of people's minds. Let's just be honest. It's not something that they're, hey, I need to do this. Well, here's a way that just by doing the things you regularly do online, you're helping out United Way of Hastings.
Absolutely.
You know,
every little bit.
You don't even
helps.
Have to think about it. It doesn't come out of any online accounts that you have. This Good Search organization just makes that donation. They get their money from other advertising revenues with Yahoo or whatever. It costs you nothing as a searcher, but it provides United Way with financial assistance.
We like that.
Yes.
Well, the United States is such a philanthropic nation.
It is.
But you have to learn how to be a giver. Mm-hmm. And many families, you know, that's a part of what they do on a monthly basis or at the end of the year. And we're hoping that with some of our, you know, online opportunities, it'll help younger folks develop that habit of giving and donating. And that is very important.
It is. And it's something that is generally learned within that family unit.
Many times, yeah.
If the kids see the parents being concerned about causes and donating to various mm-hmm. organizations, they learn by observing.
Sure.
Right. And then they develop that thing in their mind where they do that just because this is what mom and dad did, and mm-hmm. they taught yep. me that find something important and help them out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, it was the church donation.
Sure. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, every Sunday, mm-hmm. mom would be making out the check, putting it in the yeah. the envelope, and, you know, putting it in the plate. And that's something that I do, too. So hopefully our sons that were home yep. for the holidays
right.
saw some of that. But
right.
but I don't know if we'll convince these millennials to be writing out checks anymore.
Yeah, the check part might be hard.
Yeah, that might
well,
be hard.
Speak their language, PayPal, Venmo,
yeah,
something.
Venmo, you know. Yes.
Venmo,
mm-hmm.
yeah. we'll do it.
And we keep looking at different ways to mm-hmm. make it easier. It's, again, as Mary said, it's a small office, and so we can't do all of those options, but
sure.
every year we try to get a little more sophisticated and make it a little easier for people.
And we're always looking for volunteers, too, that mm-hmm. have maybe some of those skill sets. Maybe they do that at their employer. You mm-hmm. know, maybe they have some, you know, marketing expertise mm-hmm. or some social media expertise.
Yes.
We're always looking for people to stop in and help us with things.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. If someone has some time or some expertise, they're willing to provide for United Way of Hastings, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to our website at unitedwayofhastings.org, and on the left-hand corner of the site, there's an area called Volunteers. They can click on that and fill out a form and return it to us,
okay.
and that'll give us a good idea of the hours and days that they're available and some of their skill sets, as well as some of the things that they like to do, their passions, and we try to match people up to that. They can always give Jane or myself a call mm-hmm. and find out what the newest opportunities are, because it changes all the time.
Yep.
And yeah, we can always find something that will work. It may not be regular for some people, or else it may be regular for some people. we're going to be reinstituting a lot of our volunteer tasks in 2020. We took a little hiatus, wanted to get some practices in place and policies and so on, and make it more user-friendly for volunteers. So we'll be doing that more now in 2020. And so we're always looking for people to come in and help us with clerical items or help with the food for kids,
mm-hmm.
packing, mm-hmm. Delivery of boxes, answer phones. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of things that people can do, and it's giving back to your community.
I'm sorry, we have to kind of cut it at this point. We're in our time limit here. I'd like to thank Mary Melick, Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, and Jane Neumiller-Bustad from Helping Kids Succeed, also with United Way of Hastings. You're listening to In Depth on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it.